Well, we haven't really determined what's going to happen there. Really, after I leave here, I'm going to be going into a meeting to try to sort out what our activity is going to be for today and where that sits everybody. So, you know, as far as where Wright will go and where he plays and he gets here this evening, so, you know, we'll decide to line up here later today. Possibly, but I mean, I don't know how much he's scared. I haven't spoken with him. It just happened, so, you know.
How close are you to knowing your lineup? Why does it make it? Or?
Well, you know, in my mind, I think I have a pretty good idea, but, you know, we'll just have to figure that out. We'll wait till tomorrow. I mean, I don't need to tell them what my lines are or anything like that. I'm not that they don't know, but.
Mm-hmm.
It's been good. You know, I think it's a little unfair for players that didn't get an opportunity in a short training camp, and a lack of exhibition games really puts it difficult for players that are trying to show an impression. You know, like, it's really tough on them. Like, and like, for example, a guy like Redmond, for example, like, it would be difficult for him because here's a guy that comes in and is trying to get himself acclimated to the players and this and that, and you really can't even put him in an exhibition game where, you know, you're not so concerned about the score, but you're just trying to get him some experience, some playing time. So, but that's just the nature of the beast, you know. But I've been happy with the week. You know, I didn't want to go too long today. Wanted to get a little bit of pace and tempo and a little bit of battle, and I think we got that. So you're really not going to know how it's going to go. You're just going to have to wait and see. You know, it's going to be interesting. You know, I've looked at him a bit, but I mean, you know, it's last year's games and last year's playoffs, and you know, I think that you're going to see, you know, fairly similar stuff. I mean, they activate the defense quite a bit, and you know who they've got, and they've added you know, a couple of young defensemen and, you know, a little European up front and the right side, and so you know a little bit about them. But you know, I don't know that I'm going to concern myself so much with the way Ottawa plays as much as I'm going to concern myself with the way we play and what we have to do to win the game.
How do you prep for that first game emotion, probably a little bit of rust early? Without them having played a game, I know everybody's in the same situation.
Sure, everybody is, you know. I don't know how you prepare for it, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what the secret formula is. I mean, you look at last year at a longer camp, we were all over the map, was everywhere, and we froze, you know, here. But that was quite a bit of difference, and coming from Atlanta, there's a lot of changes this year. I think our players are better for it. They're more familiar with, at least with here, with the frenzy and the passion in the building. So I'm hoping that familiarity helps us. But I don't know that you can really prepare, because now you haven't played that many games. Excuse me. And then the other thing is that you've got guys that have been playing, guys that have not been playing. So I'm not sure what we're going to get. I guarantee you that pretty much every coach in the league will be nervous and really won't really know what he's got and won't know from period to period. So, you know, and every coach thinks that the preparation that he's done through the week has enabled him to get his team prepared. So, and we really won't know until after the game, you know.
Can you talk a little bit about the role of Perry Kern?
Well, Perry's got a lot of experience in the National Hockey League and a lot of experience before that as well. So Perry's role this year is one where he's managing both special teams here, and he's getting guidance from, he's leading the charge in both power play and penalty killing, and Pascal Vincennes is helping him with the power play, and Charlie Huddy's helping him with the penalty kill. But I think with Perry and the experience that he has in the league, I think it's good to give him responsibilities. And we've had a lot of discussions through the summer and even in the fall. And I've given him a fair bit of responsibilities. And so his experience, I'd be a fool to not use his experience. And I have used it, and he has a a good eye for a lot of things. And so we're hoping that he can help us and help teach players and develop players just like the rest of our staff.
Is the message to the guys that won't make the team the same as last year, and you would perform the same when you go down, start working the day you get there? Has that changed at all with the 40 games and the 2 games a day? But these are bigger opportunities for them.
Well, I would hope that when the players get reassigned, that they realize that, you know, they've learned, I don't know if they've learned, but they've at least got the 5 days or 6 days of practice as a little bit of experience of getting to either know the players that are here and what it takes to kind of stay here. It really wasn't a great evaluation. So the one thing that they have to recognize in a season like this is the opportunity could exist at any time, and it could be more than one or so guys going down. So you just hope that they prepare. And I think that they're smart enough to do those things. We're going to see. You know, you're playing four games a week, a lot of weeks and stuff, and you've got travel in there. We're in the Southeast Division, so we've got, you know, a heavy travel burden. You know, and teams that play us, they come in, play one game, and pretty much go back. So they've got that on the other side of them. But we don't know how it's going to go. They just got to be ready, and you just hope that they're prepared and they're ready. And that's, you know, the message that we would be giving them, because I would think that the opportunity would exist for them somewhere along the way.
When you're always focused on the game in front of you, how much of a plan do you have for starting with 3 games in 4 days? Are you thinking about that?
Well, you know what, like, there's so many things to think about. I don't know that I, you know, you can say what you want. You can say that you're gonna, you know, you're planning to make sure that we've got energy in the third game in 4 nights, but I don't know of a coach that goes out and doesn't coach to win the game in front of them. So you focus on the task in front of you. We know how we'd like the game to go and how you'd like to utilize your roster, but I just don't think it's going to happen as clean as that. I think you're going to be ready for a lot of stuff. I think that when you look at the last lockout and the changes in the rules and the adaptation to the changes in the rules and how many penalties were called right after that, and they have continually decreased, we walk into a lockout. Where are we going to be at with that? So I think you better be ready. So what's going to happen with your bench? No matter what, I think every coach is going to turn around and he's going to coach to win the game. That's it. We'll worry about the next game. I mean, you know, I'd like to be able to tell you that I'm smarter than the other coaches and I got a better plan, but I would be lying if I told you that.
The expectations, what do you think the expectations, how they've changed from the city, the fans, if at all, from the last year?
Well, I think that they should change a little bit. You know, we've matured another year and, you know, we're accustomed to being here. We know the scenario here. I think that we're better for that. I think we've got a little bit more experience. You know, I'm the same coach that was here last year, so familiarity is good for us. So I think the expectation level should rise, and I think that the fact that we never made the playoffs is not something that we're happy with, and I think that we should be expected to make the playoffs, you know. And you watch the shows and the rankings and stuff like that, and I don't put much stock in that stuff, but that's just fuel for us anyway, you know. And in a shortened season, who knows how it's going to go? It's going to be dependent on a lot of things that we talked about earlier in the week. But, you know, I think the expectation should be better for us. Where I think we're a little bit better. We've added some players. We're a little bit better. And Bogosian's out for a little while. That'll hurt us a bit. But, you know, other teams have the same situations. If they don't have it, likely is that something's going to happen to them. There'll be a lot of adversity, I believe, this year on a lot of teams. And it'll be interesting, if nothing else. Well, I think the what we're looking at with him is he's certainly not day to day. You know, he's somewhere around, somewhere around the middle of February, I believe. You know, somewhere in there, but depending on different things. You know, we get the reports from the doctor and we go from there. You know, we'll just put him in a situation where he can succeed. I know he's in good shape and he's chomping at the bit. I do know that. He's a very passionate player. Well, that's interesting. Well, on a short leash, you know, it's not only the goalies, but you're going to have to watch your whole bench. But the goalies, maybe you're going to have to be a little bit more patient, I think. You're going to have to allow them, you know, it's going to depend. Like Pavlik's played some games in Europe. It's a different game. So you're going to have to allow him to find his way. So for me, I'm not going to keep him on a real short leash. I'm going to try to be a little bit patient. It's going to be dependent on the game, how things go. You know, I'll be in contact, you know, between periods during the game with a lot of different things, but you know, the goalie coach is going to have some say a little bit there, and sometimes you're not sitting there waiting for the goalie coach to give you that cue either, you know, that's just instinct. So I think that's going to be an interesting situation you're going to have to look at and see how it is. Because at the end of the day, you're trying to win games. You just, you know, you've got to move everything aside and you're just trying to win games. And so I'd like to be patient. We'll see.
You mentioned the lack of love you're getting from prognosticators as fuel. How much does that enter your everyday message?
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
No. I don't concern myself with the opinions that are out there, and everybody's entitled to them. You know, I got enough to manage what's in front of me, and you know, I can see what I can see with our group, and I can see where we're going. I'll focus on that and let the other people discuss what they want to discuss. That's fine. Well, I mean, because nobody likes to, I think players, for example, I don't think that they really care to see themselves ranked in a certain situation that's not above the line, if that's what the ranking is, you know. So you go out, that's like somebody telling you, you know, you can't do this. Yeah, well, I'll show you. So I think that's just human instinct, you know. I think.
Well, if you change your mind and change your tact and deal with it with your team, would you use Ottawa as an example? Because last year,
sure.
Every printed article had them finishing last or second last, and finished eighth.
Yeah, sure, and it's happened many times. It's happened before with Carolina, it's happened as well. Sure, exactly. So it's not something we discuss. It's not something we've got other things on our plate in this shortened training camp. We've got other things we discuss and talk about than other than where people are ranking us, you know. But I mean, so, and the players aren't stupid. They know that, you know, I think they know our team. They know what we have, you know, and we know the examples that it's been ranked before. And the unpredictability of a shortened season is going to be exactly that. And you just have to be. I think, you know, you, and we talked about this last year, but for me, I think you have to have, to a degree, you have to have singular focus. And I talked about that before. And that's just, for me, is just focusing on the task at hand. If that's the 20 minutes that we're playing, let's play the 20 minutes and let's worry about the next one next. You know, when you're in the moment in the game, you're just focusing on the moment. And I think that's important.
Okay, guys.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.